So speaking of channeling and messages from a loving entity, let's have an experience of that right now. And to help us receive these beautiful, loving messages and to actually receive the energy that comes through, the easiest way to do that is to get yourself into a state of relaxation. So allow your body to relax, and you may want to tense everything up really tight, squeeze everything completely tight, and relax. And feel the body relax. The body knows what to do. The body is so ready for this. Your cells know what is coming. Your cells are anticipating a portal of energy that is going to be opened and created through Lee as he gives allowance and permission for the meld with Kryon to deliver messages to us.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I come to you in love. There are no instructions here of have-tos or shoulds. There's an invitation to relax and consider that there might be something bigger than anything you were ever told. You'll hear me say, and I often do, to the skeptics and to those who roll their eyes of these kinds of things, I say it's okay to question it. But does your intellect tell you that you know everything there is? Is it possible that you're only a skeptic because the things are outside that bubble of what you believe? Is it possible there might be something more? And if you will acknowledge that possibility, then you're in the right place. And that something more does not void the things that you know. It enhances it. If you're one who is drawn to benevolence, kindness, that you like to relax in the arms of that which you would call the creator spirit, some call God. If you're one of those, you like to meditate perhaps and just relax and smile and know that there's something far larger at work on this planet. If you're one of those who perhaps feel you're a part of it, then you're in the right place. And that place is where we come together and we discuss some of the things that are going on in this grand earth. And one of those things is change. In the last few months, I have given you themed channeling weeks at a time. Usually, every month contains 4 channelings about a certain subject. I won't always do that, but this is one of those months. For those who've tuned in to this and are not members of this particular broadcast, these channelings, all 4, are free and will be available at a certain time for free, so you will be able to hear these things regardless. There are 4 attributes of change that I wish to show and tell about. There are more than 4. But the 4 that I have chosen are ones perhaps most germane to the times, and the ones that I wish to present, some have not heard. Some are startling. Some are very controversial. But let's just start this one with, is there actual change occurring? Is it possible? I ask you whether this whole idea of new energy on the earth might have been foretold by the prophets, by the ancients, by the indigenous, and this is when it was all supposed to happen. Or is it something that just those in the New Age have decided to give you? There is a massive amount of evidence, dear ones, from those who have lived a very long time, from the ancients, from the writings, from those who would represent the ancients and the writings. There is a tremendous amount of information that says you are in a specific, special time. We could start with perhaps the most popular one. In the scriptures that so many of you grew up with, in this culture, the culture that my partner lives in, the United States, in this particular culture, from birth almost, if you ever went then to church, you heard it. Most of you knew that something was going to happen on or about the year 2000, or at least in this millennial change, there would be something. My partner grew up and was told that it was something good, but bad. The good part was that it would be a brand new energy. It would be filled with wonder and glory. The bad news is that you had to do some things if you're going to survive it. And that then became the doctrine that he learned. And it was one of punishment, and it was one of fear. In order to be correct and proper, so that you would not then be left behind. This is a very popular thing. However, look at the metaphors of it. There was a change coming. And this particular change was very, very clear. Something was going to happen on or about the millennium or the years thereafter. Here's what I want to show you, that particular information is not alone in its presentation, but it's enhanced a lot and with greater detail by those who gave you the cycles. Here is what I want to show and tell in this particular channeling that you may not be aware of. You sit here in this modern time with all of your technology. And one of the things you may or may not realize is that technology has only been with you for a few decades. The ability to see the weather as you see it, to predict it, to know it, that's only been around for a little while. And so if there were cycles even perhaps of weather that perhaps were 200 or 300 year cycles, you'd be unaware of it. Unless you looked at the records of those that were kept by hand from maybe the indigenous 200 or 300 years ago. And if you did, you'd see something startling. Let's go to one of those groups, perhaps the most popular, and you look at the Maya. Their records were records of the stars. And they had formulas, and they were very good at mathematics and keeping track of cycles. And what they saw coming was beyond most who ever looked at the stars. They saw something that was truly amazing, the wobble of the earth. Those who stared at the stars, recorded the stars in their observatories, got to see, record, and trace movements of the stars that would indicate that this planet has a 26,000-year wobble. And they wrote it down. And they said the start and the stop of that wobble, in other words, those fulcrum points where it's measured from, you're about ready to have one, they said. It was coming soon, they said. That was 2012. Now you know what the 2012 is, if I've not talked about it before. In that, they also said it would be a different time. It would be so different that they would have to have another calendar. The one they had was only good for 5,000 years, and it was stopping. Actually, 5,200. It was stopping. And they had to put another one on the wall, if you want to. That's what you say, because it represented a time past the wobble, where the wobble started again. And in that time, they said, in their prophecies, change would occur in human consciousness. That's from the Maya. That's from the ancestors of their ancestors, that indigenous group. Did you know that? So even that which is the Holy Bible that you would then go to, that had a metaphor of that very thing. Something was going to happen in the new millennium. My partner has been around the world, and he's been in many places. And one of the things that he does is he asks the indigenous, what is your prophecy? What do you see? What's going to happen? And over, he has sat at the feet of shamans who talk about the cycles. They talk about what is happening now that never happened before. And whether he's in the southern hemisphere or the northern hemisphere, the stories are so much the same. Here is the story. If you make it much past the year 2000 without destroying yourself, consciousness on this planet is going to change. Thinking will be different. Reactions will be different. Many things will be changing, not just technology, dear ones. Consciousness is the issue. Is it possible that there is a set of consciousness that you would call old consciousness that is starting to evolve into something that is new thinking? Is it possible that even those who are the skeptics of all of this will start having an aha experience and saying, I didn't know that. Look, there's something in addition to what I was told. Look, there's this changing. Look, there's a change in our culture. Look what's going on. There's a change in what is accepted and what is not accepted. You're seeing it. If you didn't know it, you're seeing it. Things that would have never changed in 100 years, 200 years, are changing in front of your eyes. That was predicted by the ancients. The subject is change. One of the most recent and profound changes, stories of change, revolutions of information and revelations, was when my partner was in a very high city, Cusco, Peru. Difficult to breathe there for someone born at sea level, so you talk slower, which is not what he normally does. And he sat at the feet of the shaman from the Quiro tribe, one of many shamans and many tribes in the Quiro. The Quiro have been in Peru over 1,000 years or more, and they have also watched the stars. They have also had their prophecies. They speak a language which is only theirs. And he listened to the shaman talk. The shaman had learned Spanish. That was then being revealed and translated to him in his language, English. And he sat at the feet and listened to this man tell him, Cryon 101. That's the terminology we use for the basic truth that I've been giving for 31 years. And here is what he said. There are levels of consciousness available to all humanity. And he said that the cycles were starting to occur on this planet, and this was the beginning of one. He alluded to a return of the ancestors' wisdom, even through the dirt of the earth. He alluded to vast changes, because this was the time and the cycle that he had studied and he had known, and that his grandfathers had studied and they had known, were afoot. That we are sitting right now in one of the grandest cycles of all. That, from the southern hemisphere, from the Quiro master shaman in Peru. It's the same story as you heard in Mexico from the Maya. It's the same story as I have given you so many, many times ever since I began. It's the same story as in your scripture. The metaphors are all there. You are in a time of amazing change, and you made it, if you noticed. There was no World War III, as some had predicted. All of those old energy predictions, are you still fearing them, even though the old energy is gone? Are you still leafing through pages looking for prophecies so that you can be afraid of what's coming? Or are you aware that you moved onto another track of reality? And that change is difficult for some, and glorious for others. Consciousness of humanity is beginning to evolve. And that's going to create some issues. We'll be talking about that and some of the other changes in some of the other meetings to come. I'm crying. In love with humanity.